Hi guys, I am Rajan Sibal and I am a FS scholar. I will explain the Get Shredded document in an audio format. While I was answering the questions in the group, some people commented that it is too technical and they can't understand the document, even though it is available in different languages. So I will explain you the document, keeping things as simple as possible. But I will urge you to please go through the document once before listening to this audio. So now, let's start with basics. What is calories? Calories is the amount of energy in food. Like time is measured in seconds, energy is measured in calories. Most of the people either want to lose weight, gain weight, or just want to maintain their weight and eat healthy. So the science behind all this chaos is, you will gain weight if you will eat above your maintenance calories. You will lose weight if you will eat below your maintenance calories. You will maintain your weight if you will eat at maintenance calories. Now, what is maintenance calories? Maintenance calories is the calories at which you are currently maintaining your weight with your current lifestyle. Consider earnings as calories, spending as calories burned, bank as body, and deposits as fat. It's like if you earn 10,000 rupees and spend 10,000 rupees, you will maintain your level. If you will spend, let's say, 8,000 rupees, the 2,000 rupees would be deposited into your bank. And if you spend more, let's say 12,000 rupees, the extra 2,000 rupees will be taken from your bank deposits. Or you can say, if earning is equal to spending, you will maintain. If earning is more, spending is less, you will gain. If earning is less and spending is more, you will lose. Now, the actual energy. Body only understands ATP as a form of energy, and it is provided by glucose, fatty acids and amino acids, and they work jointly to give the energy to your body by getting themselves converted to ATP. And out of all the three conversion from glucose to ATP is the easiest as compared to fatty acids and amino acids. ATP means adenosine triphosphate. Now let's say your phone has three batteries, naming A, B and C, and three works jointly to provide the phone required amount of energy. But it is easiest for the phone to get the energy from A rather than B and C. Now the phone will be like, hey, please recharge A first. I have to do less amount of work to get the energy from A as compared to B and C. Now the next topic, why do I feel hungry? The food you eat is converted into the energy by the body. Body utilizes its energy in the following areas, which is BMR, NEAT, EAT, TEF, which makes up the TDEE. I will explain the above terms. BMR. BMR means basal metabolic rate. It is the rate at which your body utilizes its energy to keep the bodily function ongoing, like brain requires energy to think, heart requires energy to pump blood, kidney requires to process things, body keeps your temperature in check. These things which are running in the background and which cannot be seen. Next is NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis. All the activities which doesn't involve sleep, eating, exercise means energy expended during washing dishes, cleaning home, taking stairs, fidgeting, writing email, driving the car, walking to the car, small activities which we don't count. Next is EAT, exercise activity thermogenesis. All the activities like resistance training, walking, swimming, cycling, all forms of cardio which involves bodily movements that enhances physical fitness or maintaining the overall health. Next is TEF. Thermic effect of food. The food you eat requires some energy to get broken down and digested into the stomach to be converted into ATP. All these things makes up your TDEE, which means total daily energy expenditure. The energy you spend in a day, which will be distributed in these categories. Your body expends energy in these four categories, which came from glucose, fatty acids and amino acids. And the body main function is to survive, so it spends its energy very smartly. Like say, for example, you had started brushing your teeth 1 week ago and the body is expending 20 calories for brushing. With time, your body will spend less amount of calories say 10 to 12 calories, and the remaining one will be used for other activities because you got better at that particular activity. We have enough energy to survive at least for a month, but still we get hunger pangs if we don't eat for an hour or two. It is because when one source of energy like glucose goes down, body sends signals to the brain that we need more, even if other sources are available. You can call it greed. If you will don't eat, you will still survive, but your ability to function will take a hit. Like you will feel sleepy, there will be a loss of energy, thinking ability will go down, memory will take a toll, problem solving ability will minimize, etc. Let's understand this with an analogy. Your phone battery provides an energy to the cell phones, and that energy is used by the phone into these categories. First one is the background process, your operating system, be it Android or iOS or the Windows in laptop, which is the base of all and is always running to make sure that other apps and functions perform smoothly. You can mimic it with BMR. Next is small transitions and animations when you open and close the app. You can mimic it with NEAT. Next is the activity you do consciously, like record videos, clicking the photos, playing games, listening to the music. You can mimic it with exercise activities. Fueling your battery also requires some energy, like say 2 to 6 watts. You can mimic it with TEF. All these things makes up your total energy being spent by the phone on these activities in a day, which is the TDEE. Your phone also expends energy very smartly. It will spend more energy when you will first record a video, then as the time goes by, it will spend less amount of energy on that particular thing. And as it goes from 100% to 50 to 25 to 50, it will start degrading its performance. It can still survive on 15% for a week, but there is a notification to charge your phone. It will go on with some sacrifice, like flash will not work, brightness will go down, etc. Same with the body. Next is role of water. Almost 60% of the human adult body is water. The water we drink is absorbed from the intestines and circulated through the body in the form of bodily fluids such as blood. They deliver oxygen and fuel to the cells, and they take away the waste materials which are eliminated through the urination. Three organs work on the cleanup, two kidneys and one liver. Kidney removes waste from the blood as long as it kept wet enough. If that does not happen, the job is passed on to the liver. Liver is the most important organ in the body. Some says it is more important than the heart. Almost all the energy conversion process take place in the liver. It also converts leftover waste product into usable substance again. If we keep ourselves hydrated enough, all the organs will perform their own respective function, and if we don't, then the underperformed function will be dumped to the liver. It gets occupied finishing the task given by the other organ, sacrificing its own primary function like metabolism of carbs, proteins and fats, storage of energy in the form of glycogen, etc. For example, let's consider employee as water, middle management as kidney, top management as liver, and a company is like a body. If employee are in full capacity, then the work done by the company would be good. If for a month employee force is 50%, then it will hamper the work of the middle management, which will pass on the work to the top management, and the top management, instead of taking primary important decision, it will try to finish the work which was passed by the middle management, and it will hamper the working of the company. Now let's move on to the next topic, which is nutrition. In simple terms, it means providing or obtaining food which is necessary for health and growth of the human being, and exercise means physical activity to sustain or improve health and fitness. They both go hand in hand. You can spend hours in the gym, but without proper nutrition, you will reach nowhere. For example, it's like a phone and a charger. Without proper charging your phone or charging it with low quality charger, you can't use your phone with full efficiency. To start with the nutrition, you need to understand the BMR. BMR, as I explained before, is a basal metabolic rate. It is the amount of calories your body burns when you are at rest, which is to make sure that your heart is pumping, brain is working, you are breathing, etc. And the TDEE is the amount of the calories you burn in a day which includes your BMR, your EAT, your NEET, your TEF. You can calculate the BMR with various equations available on the internet. Now let's move on to the next topic, which is nutrition. In simple terms, it means providing or obtaining food which is necessary for health and growth of the human being, and exercise means physical activity to sustain or improve health and fitness. They both go hand in hand. You can spend hours in the gym, but without proper nutrition, you will reach nowhere. For example, it's like a phone and a charger. Without proper charging your phone or charging it with low quality charger, you can't use your phone with full efficiency. To start with the nutrition, you need to understand the BMR. BMR, as I explained before, is a basal metabolic rate. It is the amount of calories your body burns when you are at rest, which is to make sure that your heart is pumping, brain is working, you are breathing, etc. And the TDEE is the amount of the calories you burn in a day, which includes your BMR, your EAT, your NEET, your TEF. To calculate the BMR, you can choose various equations available on the internet, or you can use the Fitter app. Open the Fitter app, go to Tools, go to the BMR calculator, enter the details, and it will show you your result. But the basic principle remains the same. To lose weight, you need to eat below your TDEE levels, which is your maintenance calories, and to gain weight, you should eat above your TDEE levels. So now, there are different diets with different ratios to choose from. It could be low carb, high carb, zone depletion, or keto. Low carb would be 25% carbs, 35% protein, 40% fat. Zone would be 40% carbs, 30% protein, 30% fat. Keto would be 5% carbs, 35% protein, 60% fat. Depletion is sort of keto, but it is for advanced level athletes and it should be done under supervision. All the diets will give the same results in long term. Fat loss will be the same as long as you are eating below your maintenance calories. How to select one? It totally depends upon you. If you need more carbs, you can select zone. If you need less carbs, you can go for low carb. If you can survive without carbs, you can go for keto. It is basically like choosing between different iPhone models. All are same with few additions and deletion. In the end, it will give all the same results in the long run. Now, after selecting the diet, you need to choose the source of your food. Your body only understands carbs, proteins, and fats. It doesn't know whether they came from the rice, burger, pizza, Pepsi, chicken, samosa, etc. It will ultimately convert into glucose, fatty acids, and amino acids. Like your phone doesn't know whether he is getting charged from the company base charger or some external power bank. Now, while selecting the food, you need to keep these factors in mind. The satiety level, for how long it will keep you full. More nutrients the food is, more would be the satiety level. Protein content. Higher the protein content, the better it is. Micronutrients, it means vitamins and minerals, and fiber, it helps in digestion. So here is the list of food you can choose, keeping in mind the nutrition and the micronutrients. Under carbs, the option would be rice, wheat, green veggies, fruits, lentils, oats, brown bread, etc. Under protein, the options would be chicken, eggs, fish, paneer, cheese, soya chunks, whey protein, milk, etc. Under fats, the options would be paneer, yogurt, cheese, eggs, ghee, oil, butter. Usually the factors are not present in pizza, burger, Pepsi, samosa, momos. They will be not good from the nutrition point of view. So if one needs to make a high carb diet for 2000 calories with a ratio of 50% carbs, 25% protein, 25% fat, that would sum up like 250 grams of carbs, 125 grams of protein, and 55 grams of fat. So the meal one would look like 4 breads, 4 cheese slices. Meal two would look like 75 grams of rice, 25 grams of lentils, 100 grams of green veggies, and one fruit. Meal three would look like 200 ml of milk, 2 scoops of whey. Meal four would look like 75 grams of rice, 25 grams of lentils, 100 grams of veggies, one fruit, and total ghee or butter or oil would be like 25 ml. This would be close to 2000 calories. This is just an example. You can choose wide range of food from the Fitter database. You can go to the Fitter app. Under the tools section, you can select the macro calculator and can set the macros yourself according to your TDEE levels based on your goals, whether you want to lose weight or gain weight. Now next is dieting strategy. Once you know how to make a diet, you need to adopt a strategy because your BMR and TDE never remains the same. It is very dynamic and it keeps on changing. When you put less food in your body as you restrict the calories to lose weight, the body tries to fill the energy gap by lowering your BMR, NEAT, ETF, which builds up the TDE. It means your organs will consume less energy, you will burn less calories at rest. NEAT activities like moving around while talking on the phone, taking stairs instead of lift will naturally decline. It will cost more energy to move 100 kg person compared to a person who is at 98. You will burn less energy during exercise. Reduction in overall food intake result in reduced TEF, so your maintenance calories will decrease. So reverse dieting helps in avoiding these metabolic adaptation. In this case, you need to increase 100 calories every week within the range of TDEE. You may gain some weight, but that would be a water weight, not fat, because as you increase your carb intake, your muscles are going to hold more glycogen and water. You need to increase calories till you stop seeing results in your weight loss, means you have hit a plateau and you are at your maintenance calories, and then you need to repeat the whole process again till the time you reach your goal. Let's try to understand this with an example. Let's say you always charge your phone at 90%, and to limit the phone addiction, you said I will charge my phone till 50% once a day, that's it. Now the phone will be like, hey, we have only 50% of the fuel available, use it wisely. It will slow down some background process, will reduce the brightness, will stop updating apps, will turn off the flash while you click the photos. Basically, it will go into a survival mode. You keep this for a week to 10 days. The phone adopts the environment. Now next week, you increase the battery by 10% to 60%. Now phone will be like, hey, 10% more battery is available. Let's fire up some background process, turn on the flash, update some apps, etc. And you do this till you get to 90%. Now in this period of 50 to 90%, you lost some weight because you were in a deficit. Earlier, you were maintaining your weight at 2000 calories at 100 kgs. You started a diet at 1500 calories, lost 5 kgs of weight, went till 2000 calories. Now you are maintaining 95 kgs of weight at 2000 calories. You are eating the same number of calories at 95 kgs that you were eating at 100 kgs and still maintaining the weight. That is improvement in metabolism. Now that's what the dieting strategy is all about. The goal is to improve the metabolism. Higher the calories at which you are maintaining your goal weight, the better it is. I hope you have understood these things a bit better. I have tried to explain these things with simple analogies, but please read the Get Shredded document. Even after listening to this audio, you will understand the document much, much better.